want to read several scriptures here this evening that they're, like so many of them, they're very dear to us. And we think of the things that happen around about us and the people that are downcast and have great burdens to bear. And we see people that don't have anyone to turn to. And I want to read a little bit of the story of Alma when the angel struck him down. And I think of what a time of tribulation it was there for a few moments when the, or for a few days actually. But what a great blessing it was. And the effect of prayer upon those people. And we, prayer means the same today as it did at that time, and prayer is just as powerful now as it was at that time. But I want to read a few of these verses, and I'm sure, to begin with, though, I want to read a little bit out of Alma in the third chapter. I'm going to begin here in the 57th verse here. Behold, he sendeth an invitation unto all men, for the arms of mercy are extended toward them, and he saith, repent, and I will receive you. Yea, he saith, come unto me, and ye shall partake of the fruit of the tree of life. Yea, ye shall eat and drink of the bread and the waters of life freely. Now, we studied a little bit about that tree of life this morning, and it's the same one, and it's free, and we can take of it, and all we've got to do is to keep the commandments. Yea, come unto me and bring forth works of righteousness, and ye shall not be hewn down and cast into the fire. For behold, the time is at hand, that whosoever bringeth forth not good fruit, and whosoever doth not the works of righteousness, the same have cause to wail and mourn. O ye workers of iniquity, ye that have that are puffed up in the vain things of the world, ye that have professed to have known the ways of righteousness, nevertheless have gone astray, as sheep having no shepherd, notwithstanding a shepherd hath called after you, and are still calling after you, but ye will not hearken unto his voice. And we watch this happen. People that have gone astray, the Lord is still calling after them, and he still desires to have them return. We know there's only one unpardonable sin, and as long as there's a breath of life in a person, he has a right to turn to the Lord. But the shepherd calls after them continually, and people don't seem to hear. We've seen several times people that we thought considerable of that have turned away and have never returned. Some of them we have seen turn away and they have came back, which gives us great joy. But they don't hearken unto that voice so many times. Behold, I say unto you that the good shepherd doth call you, yea, in his own name doth he call you, which is the name of Christ. And if ye will not hearken unto the voice of the good shepherd, to the name by which ye are called, behold, ye are not the sheep of the good shepherd. Now that's rather a frightening thing, as we well know. We know then who it's going to be. And now, if ye are not the sheep of the good shepherd, what fold are ye? Now, all of us know the answer to that. But I don't think that many people that have turned away from the right way knows the consequences of what they have done. They turn away and they don't realize the unhappiness of their own lives and the problems that they cause to those round about them. Behold, I say unto you that the devil is your shepherd, and ye are of his fold. Now who can deny this? Behold, I say unto you, whosoever denieth this is a liar and a child of the devil. For I say unto you that whatsoever is good cometh of God, and whatsoever is evil cometh of the devil. And that's pretty plain. Oftentimes we see people do something that appears to be pretty good, but oftentimes it is leading someone astray, and we've got to be careful of things that appear to be good. Therefore, if a man bringeth forth good works, and hearkeneth unto the voice of the good shepherd, and he doth follow him, but whosoever bringeth forth evil works, the same becometh the child of the devil, for he hearkeneth unto his voice, and doth follow him. And whosoever doeth this must receive the wages of him. Therefore, for his wages he receiveth death, as to things pertaining to righteousness, being dead unto all good works. We see people turn and follow after these strange things. This might be just a bit off the subject, but in the paper down in Phoenix, there was a church that advertised that someone was coming here to town, and he was the Holy Ghost Repair Service. I don't really know what the Holy Ghost Repair Service would be. I didn't know it was even broken, but this is some of the things that we see happen. People will start to lead you astray. And now those people appear to be pretty righteous. No, they're pretty powerful. But, you know, that might influence someone to follow after them. I don't know. But people get some strange ideas. They follow after strange things of the world, and seek after that which they think is going to give them happiness. And the first thing you know, they have gone astray and there's not much returning. I shouldn't say, there's always the chance to return, but oftentimes people do not do it, which is very, very sad. I want to go now to this story, and I always like to read this story. There's a few of them in here, and I don't know why this always touches me, this Alma. It's in the third chapter, the 11th chapter of Mosiah, and the 11th, 159th verse. And I think that most of the people here could pretty well tell me what's in it and go right along with it and tell the whole thing, because we've all read it many times. In fact, I'll go back to the 156th verse. And it shows, this picture here shows pretty well the two sides of a lot of things. And there began to be much peace again in the land. Here they'd had discontent and so on. Now there began to be much peace in the land. And the people began to be very numerous and began to scatter abroad upon the face of the earth. Yea, on the land north and south, and to the east and on the west, building large cities and villages in all quarters of the land. And the Lord did visit them and prosper them, and they begin to be large and a wealthy people. And, oh, that sounds so great. And it is. And many of these people continued in this way. But when you have things going your way, how can you turn away from them? It's hard to understand. Now the sons of Mosiah was numbered among the unbelievers. And also one of the sons of Alma was numbered among them. And being called Alma after his father, nevertheless, he became very wicked and an adulterous man. We see this happen every once in a while. So many times when they turn away, they never return. But a portion of this story has a kind of a thing that, and they lived happily ever after. And that's kind of like what we like to hear about. And there was a man, and he was a man of many words, and did speak much flattery to the people. Therefore, he led many of the people to do after the manner of his iniquities. He was a powerful man, a great speaker apparently, and was able to lead many people astray. And he became a great hindrance to the prosperity of the church of God, stealing away the hearts of the people, causing much dissension among the people, giving a chance for the enemy of God to exercise his power over them. And now it came to pass that while they were going about to destroy the church of God, for they did go about secretly, for he did go about secretly with the sons of Mosiah, seeking to destroy the church and to lead astray the people of the Lord, contrary to the commandments of God, or even the king. Now, it's hard to understand how a person that knew quite a bit about it could do this. But he had to be totally overcome by the devil. And as I said unto you, as they were going about rebelling against God, now here is the part that is really good. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and he descended as it were in a cloud, and he spake as it were a voice of thunder, which caused the earth to shake upon which they stood. Now that would be pretty convincing, wouldn't it? Here this voice comes, the person comes down in a cloud and stands before them and speaks. And so great was their astonishment that they fell to the earth and understood not the words which he had spoke unto them. Now I imagine this pretty frightful to them, because they knew the right way. They weren't a bunch of dummies. They understood the gospel and knew what it was, and they had turned away from it. Satan had totally grasped them and led them astray. And all of a sudden, here they stood, and this spoke to them, and they had no question in their mind what was happening. Nevertheless, he cried again, saying, Alma, arise and stand forth, for why persecutest thou the church of God? For the Lord has said, this is my church, and I will establish it, and nothing shall overthrow it, save it be the transgression of my people. And again the angels said, behold, the Lord hath heard the prayers of his people, and also the prayers of thy servant Alma, who is thy father. Now isn't it wonderful to know that prayer could have this much effect? Now, I believe that that same thing could happen today. And I would pray that it might happen if any of us were to go astray. And it would be so wonderful if people that are teaching false doctrine could have a thing like this happen to them and kind of straighten them out. For he has prayed with much faith concerning thee. Alma's father, who was also Alma, put forth a great effort praying for his son, that thou mightest be brought to the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, for this purpose, I have come to convince thee of the power and authority of God, that the prayers of his servants might be answered according to their faith. Of course, now that shows here, you got to have that faith to go with it, haven't you? And now behold, can ye dispute the power of God? For Behold, doth not my voice shake the earth? And can ye not also behold me before you? Now he could see him standing right there talking to him. Pretty effective. And I am sent of God. That was a pretty direct line, wasn't it? Now I say unto thee, go and remember the captivity of thy fathers in the land of Helam and in the land of Nephi, and remember how great things he has done for them. For they were in bondage, and he delivered them. Alma knew these things. He's telling you know these things, you know. And now I say unto thee, Alma, go thy way and seek to destroy the church no more, that their prayers may be answered, and this even if thou wilt of thyself be cast off. Now, if you don't want to come into this and accept it, at least don't go about tearing the rest of it down. And isn't that strange? So many times when people go astray, that they try to take more and more people with them. It always reminds me of people that are drinking. They always want to get you to drink too and to become as miserable as they are. And this people that do go astray, they work with great effort to take everybody they can with them. But if we could just convince these people, as they are going astray, that they should return. This is the important thing. And now it came to pass that these were the last words which the angel spake unto Alma, and he departed. And now Alma and those that were with him fell again to the earth, for great was their astonishment. For with their own eyes they had beheld an angel of the Lord, and his voice was as thunder, and it shook the earth. And they knew that there was nothing save it be the power of God that could shake the earth and cause it to tremble as though it would part asunder. And now the astonishment of Alma was so great that he became dumb, that he could not open his mouth. Yea, and he became weak, that he could not move his hands. Therefore he was taken by those that were with him and carried helpless, even until he was laid before his father. Now, if this happened to us, it'd be pretty frightening if they bring our son in and he was unable to move. But this shows, these next few verses are going to show what real faith and understanding is. And they rehearsed unto his father all that had happened unto them. And his father rejoiced, for he knew that it was the power of God. He knew it. Now, whether it had been known to him or just his great faith made it known, I don't know. And he caused that the multitude should gather together, that they might witness what the Lord had done for his son, and also for those that were with them. Now, isn't this strange that this is what the Lord has done for them? Most people say this is what the Lord has done against him because he couldn't move. But Alma knew. And he caused that the priests should assemble themselves together, and they began to fast and to pray to the Lord their God, that he would open the mouth of Alma, that he might speak, and also that his limbs might receive their strength, that the eyes of the people might be opened to see and to know of the goodness and the glory of God. Now, Alma had a pretty good idea of what was going to happen here. I think that he, with his great faith, or possibly he had been shown in the vision what was going to happen, but he knew what was going to happen pretty well. And it came to pass that after they had fasted and prayed for a space of 2 days and 2 nights, the limbs of Alma received their strength, and he stood up and began to speak unto them, bidding them to be of good comfort. What a blessing that would be, and what a miracle. For, said he, I have repented of my sins and have been redeemed of the Lord. Behold, I am born of the Spirit. What a thing to have happened. While he was unable to speak or to move, his mind was still working, and he was putting great effort forth to repent of his sins. But what a marvelous time that would be. I'm going to skip over here a few verses. Over here, I think I'll start with verse 200. And let's see. And now it came to pass that Alma began from this time forward to teach the people and those who were with Alma at the time of that the angel appeared unto them, traveling round about through all the land, publishing to all the people the things which they had heard and seen, and preaching the word of God in much tribulation, being greatly persecuted by those who were unbelievers, being smitten by many of them. But notwithstanding all this, they did impart much consolation to the church, comforting, confirming their faith, and exhorting them with long suffering and much travail to keep the commandments of God. And four of them were the sons of Mosiah, and their name was Ammon, and Aaron, and Omnah, and Himni. These were the names of the sons of Mosiah. And they traveled throughout all the land of Zarahemla, and among all the people who were under the reign of King Mosiah, zealously striving to repair the injuries which they had done to the church. Now they knew what they had done had not been right, and they went forth and attempted to turn all of this around, confessing all their sins and publishing all the things which they had seen, and explaining the prophecies and the scriptures to all who desired to hear them. And thus they were instruments in the hands of God in bringing many to the knowledge of the truth, yea, to the knowledge of their Redeemer. And how blessed are they, for they did publish peace. They did publish good tidings of good, and they did declare unto the people that the Lord reigneth. Now what happened to them there isn't a whole lot different than happened to Paul. The Lord recognized their actual ability, and in the case of these young men, it was the prayers of their father and the people round about them that made it known to the Lord that they needed to change. And the Lord heard their prayers, and he granted unto these people the desires of their heart. And it's not a whit different today. Now, I want to go over here again, and I think everybody knows where I'm going to turn, because it's going to be in the 12th chapter of Alma, and it's going to elaborate a little on what happened. These people went forth and had for 14 years had been preaching the gospel. And now it came to pass that Alma was journeying from the land of Gideon southward, away from the land of Manti. Behold, his astonishment, he met the sons of Mosiah journeying toward the land of Zarahemla. And these sons of Mosiah were with Alma at the time the angel first appeared unto them. Therefore Alma did rejoice exceedingly to see his brother. And here is the greater part of it, and what added more to his joy, they were still his brethren in the Lord, yea, and they had waxed strong in the knowledge of the truth, and they were men of sound understanding, and they had searched the scriptures diligently that they might know the word of God. And this is not all. They had given themselves to much prayer and fasting. Therefore, they had the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of revelation. And when they taught with power and authority, even with the power and authority of God. And they had been teaching the word of God for a space of 14 years among the Lamanites, having had much success, bringing many to the knowledge of the truth. Yea, by the power of their words, many were brought before the altar of God to call on his name and confess their sins before him. Now these are the circumstances which attended them in their journeys, for they had many afflictions. They did suffer much, both body and mind, such as hunger, thirst, fatigue, and also much labor in the spirit. And now this next verse tells of the sincerity of these young men and what they wanted really to accomplish, because they didn't need to do this. Even though they had been wicked and had become righteous, they could have sat down and not done much more, and they could have been quite wealthy and well fixed. And here's how it would have happened. Now these were the journeys, having taken leave of their father Mosiah in the first year of the reign of the judges, having refused the kingdom which their father was desirous to confer upon them. They could have been a king, but they didn't want to. They wanted to go out and spread the gospel. And also, this was the mind of the people. The people wanted him to be their king also. Nevertheless, they departed out of the land of Zarahemla and took their swords and spears and their bows and their arrows and their slings. And this they did that they might provide food for themselves in the wilderness. And down here just, I'm going to read just these young men, what they had done. And this is a verse John read this morning. Now how happy Alma was to see that the people, these men, were still following after the ways of the Lord. And John read this morning in this second epistle of John, in the first chapter in the fourth verse, "And I rejoice greatly that I had found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received the commandment from the Father." Now he was happy to find this out, the same as Alma was happy to find that these young men that he had worked with and was friends with, that they were in the faith and were still walking after the direction of the Lord. I want to read a couple of verses here out of First Peter. Beginning in the First Peter, in the first chapter, in the 22nd verse, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of men as is a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now, don't you suppose that was what happened? The people had great love for Alma and the sons of Mosiah. They didn't approve of what they was doing, but they had great love for them, and they put forth a great effort in their prayers and was able to turn them around. And that is just as important today as it was at that time, that we have that same love and that same concern for those round about us. Down in the next chapter here, in the first verse, in the second chapter of 1 Peter. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere of the milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. We've got to desire to do these things that is good before the Lord, and we've got to strive always to keep those commandments. And we need to look around about us and see what is happening. We see the people of the world doing things that we can't even believe. And even though we may not be able to reach them too well when we talk to them and so on, but we do need to continue in prayer continually for these people and for ourselves, that we might not be led astray, and that we might have to return, as these young men did, and as many other people have had to do. But as we well know, many people that do go astray never ever return. But how much happier it is for those that continue to follow after the Lord and are able to turn to Him in the time of need and trial and problems, and know that He is going to help us. And we see this happening all the time. Each one of us here can testify that He has given us comfort. When we have great problems, He's healed us many times. But moreover, we know that He is there and He does care for us. And the same as we care for one another, that we should help one another and be very diligent in prayer continually for the welfare of our own souls and those all around us. Thank you.
Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. we'll have scripture study. Let us turn to song number 120, 120.